Okay, or he's all... He's all what?
He's all worn out. Yeah.
Okay. Alright. What about if you hear somebody's in the hospital, you might say, well, he was fine yesterday. When was it he...
He got sick.
Okay. Alright. Or if somebody gets overheated, then chilled, and his eyes and nose start watering, you might say he did what? Sneezing all over the place.
Mm, he contracted a cold.
Okay. And if it affects his voice, you say he's a little...
sore throat.
Or he's a little today. He's a little.
But he,
Gives it an H.
Little horse today.
Okay. And if he...
Kind of hard how he's...
I know. If he does this, he's got a...
Cough.
All right. And very late at night, I might say, I go to bed, I'm getting a little
sleepy.
Okay, but at 7 o'clock in the morning, I'll...
Wide awake?
I'll... Something up, I'll...
Wake up.
Okay. Or if somebody else is still sleeping and you don't want him to, you might say, go down there and...
Awake. No.
Okay. All right, if there's a bottle of medicine on the table and you come in, your son or daughter hasn't used it, you might say, well, why didn't you
take your medicine?
He said, but I already
took my medicine.
I have, every time he told me to.
I've taken your medicine.
Okay. Somebody who has trouble hearing, you say he's
hard of hearing
or
deaf.
Okay. And if you work out in the hot sun, you might come in, take off your shirt and wring it out and say, well, look how I...
Sweaty.
Okay. What about these places that people get on their skin, that white stuff in them, you have to mash them, you know?
Pus.
Okay, that's the stuff inside?
Yes.
What do you call the place itself?
Infected. Infection. Sore?
Or he's just got all over his arm.
Got sores all over his arm?
Alright. Are these sores, do you ever call them boils or rhizomes?
Not usually.
Okay. Well, how would you say B-O-I-L?
Boil.
Yeah, it's just pronunciation. All right. If somebody gets a blister on his hand, that fluid inside it, what do you call that?
Water.
Okay. And if a bee stings me on my hand and my hand gets bigger, I'd say my hand is going to what?
Swell.
Okay. A bee stung me and my hand...
Swole.
Okay, my hand, look how big my hand is. See how it's
swollen.
Alright. If somebody gets shot or stabbed, you take them to the doctor so the doctor can treat the
wound.
Okay. Have you ever heard of any kind of skinless growth that doesn't heal well around the wound? Have you heard it called any kind of flesh?
But it doesn't heal around the wound?
Yeah,
it
doesn't heal cleanly.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard proud flesh?
I don't think I have.
Okay, it's just pronunciation, so...
Proud flesh.
Okay. And something that you might put on a cut to prevent infection?
Alcohol.
Okay, this is a brown colored liquid. It used to be used a lot.
Iodine?
Okay. And this is a white, bitter-tasting powder that people used to give for malaria.
Alum?
Well, this begins with Q.
Oh, quinine.
Okay. Talking about a terminally ill patient, you might say the doctor did everything he could, but the patient...
died?
If you're talking to the family of the person who died, you don't want to come out and say, I'm sorry to hear so-and-so died, what might you say?
That person, that he deceased.
Okay. Anything else you've heard?